Page 74, shot, the Provisional IRA retaliated, threatening to shoot soldiers. By late 1970 it would appear that the British government adopted a Lance the Boil policy, that is escalating the level of violence to the point where the IRA would overstretch and expose itself to definitive counter-blows. Catholic areas were treated as IRA strongholds, to be saturated and provoked in the hope of drawing out the gunmen, who in turn could be eliminated. For 35 hours between 3rd and 5th July 1970, the army imposed a curfew on some 50 streets in the Lower Falls in Belfast. Some 5,000 homes were searched for arms, and, as the IRA resisted the disarming of the area, 5 civilians were killed. Paddy Devlin, a local politician, recalled, quote, "The army clearly believed that there were many arms hidden there, and that after the violence of the previous weeks, mainly by the provisionals, a deliberate confrontation with these challengers was called for. As violent clashes developed and intensified throughout the evening, CS gas canisters were lobbed into the area by the military. A helicopter, with an underslung loudspeaker, descended to virtual roof level, and a voice announced that the area..."